Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
And let me tell you something, woman. This is the last time.
Hey, y'all come get Dr. Sid. Come get him right now.
I want more of my relationship.
We talking about relationships, and he's getting too excited. Just way too excited.
Y'all, we having fun because talking about relationships help remind both of us of what a blessing I am to her. So we're just so grateful that you're joining us.
Ooh, y'all pray for this here broadcast. I don't know if they need to tell their friends and loved ones to gather around for this one, Dr.
Oh, listen, it's going to be real. This is our last session.
The Jerry Springer episode right
oh,
here.
Oh, my goodness. In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
All right, so let's keep talking about I want more in our relationship. So we talked about the top
needs. Give them the backdrop because some might be confused if they just tuned in.
Okay, well, if you just tuned in, our mantra is I want more.
I want more.
And we're speaking specifically about wanting more in our relationships. And so in this fourth session, we're going to try to finish up. But we've talked about so many different things that are needed in relationship. I mean, things from communication to honesty to forgiveness to boundaries.
Oh, that was a good
to
one.
Recreational release.
Yep.
We talked about respect and intimacy. I mean, there's a lot of other things we discussed. Go back and listen to our previous sessions. And that's why you need to subscribe.
Yes.
You need to subscribe to these coaching conversations because as we are releasing them, you're able to hear in totality all of the things in which we are discussing.
And it's easy to subscribe. There's no excuse.
What do you do?
He's on all the major platforms. You got Amazon. You've got Google. You've got Apple. He's on all of your major podcast platforms. Just look up Dr. Sid Life Coach. Once you find his page, just click subscribe and then you'll be notified. Every podcast that comes out, you can tune in, not just on this particular broadcast, but you can tune in at your own leisure and stay connected.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Very good.
So there's a lot of things we talked about.
Yeah.
You might want to go back and look at some of the things that are archived.
Yeah.
But I know that there's something that will help you. Okay.
Yeah.
So as we left off last time, we talked about affection. And I just want to say this again because I've got the lovely lady Leslie sitting next to me. affection says, I accept you.
Oh, use your deep voice.
I need you.
No, don't use it.
That was creepy. I accept you. I need you. I value you.
Yes.
And I want you. And those are messages that we must communicate.
Yes.
We need to communicate that to one another. And listen, don't give... Oh, I don't want to start something.
Uh-oh.
I just felt it rising up. But listen, don't get... so righteously indignant.
Indignant.
When you don't compliment your spouse, but get mad when someone else does. I am determined. Now, I know my wife, if y'all have seen Lady Leslie, she is drop dead gorgeous. And I know that, you know, when she goes out, she's going to get compliments. She doesn't tell me about all of them. But she's going to get compliments.
And so does he.
And she's going to get hit, not like you. And she's going to get hit on and all. But I am determined, not just because of that, but I'm determined that she hears my voice say, sweetheart, you're so beautiful. Inside out. I love you. Mm. I am so grateful that you are in my life. You are my blessing.
Ooh. And when I tell you... there is nothing like hearing it from the one you love. All right. Yes. So understand that. That was one thing that really stood out to me in dating, you know, and in being married to Dr. Sid, is that he constantly communicated that whatever I'm hearing from whomever, and Dr. Sid is worldwide, all right? This is not just local attention. This is worldwide attention that he gets. But he always, but he let me know that regardless, it always sounds different and it always means so much more when he gets that attention from me. And so I do the same. I make it a point to support, you know, I have to push my, you know, personal thoughts and feelings aside sometimes. And I have to make sure that I bring, you know, my love and affection for him to the forefront, and I let him know, oh my gosh, bae, you look so good today. I love how you presented yourself. You were so well spoken, so very handsome. I just know the people were so receptive, you know, and that's not just fluff.
Right.
You know, we're not asking you to lie. But we're suggesting that if this relationship is valuable, that you share with them what you know is true. And
yes,
if you know that what they're doing is special, you share that.
And let me speak to the men. Men, stop being, I almost said something.
Uh-oh.
Stop being, and let those words, I love you, come out of your mouth. Let them come out of your mouth to your sons. Tell your sons, son, I love you. Tell your daughters, I love you.
I love it.
Tell your friends, hey, bro, love you, man. Listen, it doesn't have to be, again, something that is sexual, No. Telling them that you love them conveys affection. It is basically saying, I value who you are and your presence in my life. That's big.
Look, Dr. Sid, if you don't mind, I'm going to just say it. You're being prideful and you're being insecure.
That's it.
And the only reason I'm exposing that is because, and this is, it just is what it is. As men, your words carry so much weight.
Come on.
I mean, ladies, our words are valuable as well, but
they run
our
deep.
Men,
yeah.
Our men, wow, you talk about, you know, words that echo and really pierce.
You know, we were talking about this earlier today. We were talking about how a woman, a mother, provides that nurture, that support.
We talked about it. Yep.
Provides that encouragement.
Yep.
But a father provides confidence.
Truth. Yes.
And the reason why a lot of people are
so
insecure
good.
Is because they have not heard the voice, that authoritative voice,
that authoritative
of that dad,
voice
of that father saying, hey, son, hey, daughter, I love you.
Wow.
And that builds up confidence. I'm lovable.
Yeah, that's good. That's so good.
Because my dad said.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's good. So, men, come on.
Let's
do better. I want more, okay?
Yeah.
All right,
so
let's talk about some more.
Another top need in relationships, you got to compromise.
Compromise. Compromise says your happiness is greater than my convenience.
Oh, gosh.
Your happiness is greater than my convenience. I don't want you to just be happy when it is convenient for me. Sometimes, and babe, you do this so well. Sometimes you must selflessly give so that the other person can be comfortable. And that's called a compromise.
That's good.
You shouldn't do it your way all the time. Now, just a small example. So, babe loves to watch certain shows. We're not going to mention the shows, but she enjoys binge watching murder mystery.
No, she likes these crime.
Yeah, true crime.
True crime stuff documentaries. Like
that, which is great. Now, that's not necessarily my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I understand sometimes lady might be into a particular show. So when I get home, I'll just go somewhere else.
Oh, I love it.
So him. She can just finish the show. Because, listen, this is what she
because
literally does.
I need to find out who did it. I need to solve the case.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
But this is what she literally does when I come home. She when I come home, she literally says, "Here, babe, here's the remote." She hands me the remote. And it makes me feel so valued that you could be in the middle of a show and you're like, "Babe, I can watch it later. Here, this, put it on sports, put it on whatever."
Yeah.
And you put me before you. And I noticed that.
Oh, wow.
And it's important for you to know that I noticed that. And that's what we're talking about, compromise. Now, listen, don't you go into your relationship and say, "You need to be more like Lady Leslie. You need to be more like Dr. Sid."
Don't do that.
Relationships aren't to be compared.
No.
The only reason why I shared that was to give you an example.
Yeah, some practicality.
Of how compromise works. Now, your flow, your go. All right? See what is your flow, your vibe.
Yeah.
And you do accordingly.
Yeah.
But the principle, compromise, is needed if you want relationship to have more.
That's so good. Thank you for sharing that, too. That touched my heart, y'all.
Well, no, that's real. That's real. Let's see if we can get one more in here.
We can. Quality time.
Quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to let you define what is quality time.
Quality time helps to know the other person better.
Mm, that's good.
So it's not necessarily restricted in any other way, but it's whatever is helping you know that person better. You're spending quality time.
Right.
You're sacrificing yourself and time in some way that helps you know them better.
All right. Now, let me help someone unhear what wasn't said.
Ooh.
Quality time is not the same as quantity time.
Oh my.
Some people say, "Well, Dr. Sid, I got this, I got that, I just don't have a lot of time." We did not say quantity time. Because we know we all are busy and we all have things going on.
Yeah.
But quality time says I carve out niches and spaces and moments where the intention and the effort is there to get to know the other person better.
I love it.
Quality time could be me sitting in bed watching those murder mysteries with my wife.
I love you.
And you know what? While we're sitting there watching it, she'll pause and, "You know what? Let me tell you about this. She looks suspicious."
Look.
And then she, and so I'm just sitting there looking at her and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "You crazy?" No, in my head, I'm like, "Look at her. I love seeing you passionate. I love seeing you animated. I love hearing your theories and your ideas of things." But I won't get that if I'm not spending that time.
That's
with you.
Good.
Just like the other day, you went golfing with me, and Bay is learning how to play golf because she knows that I like to play golf.
Loves to play golf.
I enjoy it. So, but just you sitting there.
Yeah.
Even if you were on your phone, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I just wanted you near me. Mm-hmm. That's quality time.
Yeah.
And speaking of quality time, we're out of time.
Man, what happened?
This has been great.
This has. This has been really great.
Listen, repeat after us. I want more.
I want more.
In my relationship.
In my relationship.
You can have it. Just reach out to us. Text Dr. Sid to 94000 and we'll be glad to assist you. Or come visit us at New Growth in Christ. That's our chief sponsor. I tell you, you will be blessed by those services.
Yes.
And then thank you for those who are helping to underwrite the cost of these sessions by going to Cash App, $Sydney P. Malone. That is $Sydney P. Malone.
Thank you.
So until next time, this is your favorite birthday executive. That's right. I'm celebrating my birthday. Thank you, babe.
Dr. Sid's birthday is March 6th. Y'all go on and cash app him now.
All right. So thank you for joining us. And until next time, we just want to remind you that your best and blessed days are straight ahead. Because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.